Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show. We've got the full crew here tonight and lots to discuss, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Who are we talking about tonight with this song?
Who, a lot of them.
Who needs to be humble and sit down on tonight's episode?
Sonia.
You think it's Sonia? You think it's Ramona?
I say Ramona for me, yeah.
I say Ramona.
Yeah, I'll say Ramona.
I think Luann is also on a
tonight. Little Luann too.
Everyone's on their little mission tonight.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. Who am I with? Starting to my right.
Hey guys, today's a big day for me. I just released the promo video to my YouTube series, which is going to air this summer.
Yay!
It's called Your Time with Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you guys can please follow my social media at Thomas Rulina, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas.
Wow, excited for that.
Hey guys, oh, it's me. It's Lindsay here. I've had Dad here with me from Wisconsin, so I feel like I'm back to my Wisconsin accent. So find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner.
And I'm Megan Stecker, so happy to be back and not sick and coughing. And it's my favorite day of the week. Let's talk Roni.
I'm going to be honest, because we're always honest. It's a little sweltering in here. The AC's the AC's not working. Okay, so we are very hot right now.
We're sweating.
I'm really sweaty. A little lightheaded. Feeling a little Dorinda right now.
Yes.
So please forgive us.
We need a Bloody Mary.
I know, and we've had not one drink in here. So.
We really need a drink. Although that would make us warmer. But okay, let's get right into it. Yes. Starting with the Bronx. Bethany says that Ramona has it out for her, and she's just discussing all of her thoughts on Ramona. Says that, you know, Bethany says she really just doesn't care. She knows what she's doing when she does it, meaning Ramona knows what she's doing. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that she's calculated?
I think that there are moments where she is. People now accept her for who she is, and she does maneuver her way through the show. She laughs about it, so it's not a secret. I do think that she has her moments, for sure.
Yeah.
I think this is the way that she's always been, as we saw the flashback when she says, I'm not a malicious person, and we flash back to all the malicious things she's done to Luann over the years, and she sits there and giggles about it.
Yeah.
So she's fully aware of what she's doing.
And I think Bethany was kind of right tonight in saying that, like, oh, alcohol was her truth serum. So I think that these are things that Ramona says behind Bethany's back and probably agrees with other cast members about, you know, when they speak about her behind her back. And because she was so drunk and maybe on a little something, who knows, she was definitely in rare form, it came out. But, you know, the funny thing is I feel like these are things probably Jill has said about Bethany in the past, too. So I feel like maybe those two kind of talk and agree on these kind of things.
Yeah.
Their feelings on Bethany.
Even if they didn't talk. Yeah, totally. And even if they didn't talk, Ramona could be just kind of listening to old episodes.
Yeah.
You never know.
Just imagine a small package of her talking about Jill, too. Like seeing a Ramona package of all the shade that she's thrown.
Totally.
Would be crazy.
Yeah. Tipsy Girl, too. This started a lot of heat tonight.
Ooh, yes.
Wow.
I'm glad we brought it up, actually. I kind of miss talking about that whole moment. Because I honestly thought when I watched last season that this was it for Sonia. Bethany and Sonia were done. You know, she came for Bethany's brand. And now we're here and everything's okay. So it makes me think for future seasons, like with Ramona doing this, we might see Ramona and Bethany back again. Who knows?
Yeah, could be. But, I mean, Sonia says that, you know, Dorinda's boyfriend, John, wanted in on it.
Ooh.
And Dorinda's, like, not having
well,
it.
Well, no, she kind of said...
It was text.
Yes, it was text, but John was saying Dorinda was 100% in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was more, Dorinda was upset because she said, I was never, ever wanted to be a part of Tipsy Girl, ever.
She said
if John wanted
right,
to do
right.
it, go ahead, be the Tipsy guy. She didn't care, but she does not run his estate, or she does not run her estate. He does not live with her. They are not married. He has no say about what she wants to do or what doesn't want to do, and she said she had zero interest in Tipsy Girl, and she wanted to make that very, very clear.
She didn't make it clear that John didn't want it, though. She made it like John maybe did. Kind of if anything, kind of threw him under the bus a little bit, right? Because that's kind of weird. Like, the guy who, like, literally insulted the brand last year, calling it, like, Skinny Cow, or saying you stole from Skinny Cow, is the same guy that potentially could have wanted in on it, maybe, or thought Dorinda did, or just was even discussing it, is weird enough.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed we didn't get to see that receipt that Sonia had. Yeah. Where was that text? I was waiting for it. I was like, this is the moment that Sonia's going to get validated.
Doesn't exist.
I mean, I just was, like, so happy to see drunk Dorinda back.
Yes.
Like, slurring up in the storm. When she came in and said, I'm hungover, I need a Bloody Mary, I'm like, no, I think she's still drunk, because she went from, like,
drunk from the previous night, or went and had drinks that morning?
From the previous night.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she went from, I really need a Bloody Mary, to, like, it's kind of like, you know, if you drink so much the night before on those, like, rare, like, couple nights a year that you wake up and you're like,
yep,
I think I'm still drunk. And 4 hours later is when the hangover hits, like, I think Dorinda was still drunk.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Totally. She's like, back that up, back
and
that
I
up.
And I love when they fight, and it's there's so many people in the room, so it really makes it real. Because when it's, like, just the girls in one room, it's like, oh, it's typical. But you see a whole bunch of people having lunch, and all this is going down.
Oh, the guys from the Bronx were the best.
Yeah, they were
staring at them. Yeah, well, they're like, oh, this is a typical Italian lunch. Everyone's screaming at each other. No one stormed out and left. I was shocked.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What is it about Dorinda yelling that makes it less scary, that people can laugh? That's something, if Bethany or Ramona, people, like, want to get out of the room, like, immediately.
I think it's because Dorinda, in these cases, is usually so drunk and slurry that they don't take her serious, because her words aren't coming out crisply and sharply in the way that, like, a Bethany's would.
Right. And it wasn't something that was insulting Bethany, so Bethany didn't have to leave.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, in general, everybody's laughing about it. Like, it's, like, funny when Dorinda yells, but when Ramona is slurring and yells, it's not as funny. We're almost kind of, like, grossed out by it. But, like, with Dorinda, it's, like, hilarious.
I think it's a personality that Dorinda has shared with all the viewers. It's like, oh, she's, you know, she's on a new episode like this, and people find her endearing more than they find Ramona. I think that's what it is.
Okay. I mean, if she said something, she said to Sonia, where you're bankrupt, you fool, clip clip. What was the clip clip? That's the new
clip.
One. That's gonna be on Watch What Happens Live.
Clip. You're a fraud.
Asswipe.
Yeah.
But it was almost like she didn't even, she was kind of laughing through it.
Yeah.
I think she knew how ridiculous she was being, and that she was just, I don't know, that's the way I look at it, that she knew it was just, it wasn't all super dead serious. It was a stupid argument, and so no one else took it very seriously either.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, good point.
I think, like, Dorinda's being really vicious to Sonia, though. When they have a small disagreement, she starts with the whole, I have papers on you. And I find that to be, like, if I were Sonia, I'd be like, how dare you? You know, I think, and as one of the other women sitting there, I'd be like, are you crazy? You went and got a file on her? You know, and they're all just, like, trying to get her to quiet down.
Wait, remember when Dorinda said she has a friend that does all her detective work for her?
Yeah.
She's got the file. I'm trying to think this friend is her.
Oh.
Her little manila folder.
She always has, like, all these files and all these details.
She said it was a friend of John's, right? In the first episode that she brought it up.
She said there was another time she said it was just a friend of hers that, like, has nothing to do and spends time looking up stuff or looking for stuff. Guys, in the chat, if you want to let us know or comment on YouTube,
it's,
we would
Dorinda.
Love to.
But we already talked.
Right? It's like, what is Dorinda going to help,
like,
you?
A few episodes back, we were all saying, it's you. You just, we all own it now. But if something came down, I'd be like, so a friend of mine saw on your Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I'm not claiming it.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. It's like all the posts. Asking for a friend. No, you're asking for yourself.
Yeah, totally.
It's fun watching these women, like, have their moments of arguing, because it's like adult high school.
Yes.
It's like literally adult high school. And it, like, you have those moments in high school where you look back, and then it's exactly what they're doing right now. Like, the fact that Sonia brought up the Berkshires from last season. It's like... Right. It's great.
Well, I mean,
TV.
And for Ramona, high school was 50 years ago, so that would make her 68. Ramona, don't age yourself, girl. Come on.
She might be.
Never know. We never
know. She looks great for 68.
Tinsley's therapy session is the first time I think we've seen therapy since Bethany used to go to therapy.
Yes.
Do you guys agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think that they kept this in? To kind of get more of a vulnerable side to her? Or, I don't know, it was kind of...
I feel like she's not giving enough at all for a storyline, so this was a really good way to get something out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And get her a little emotional, which we saw twice tonight, which was great. It just, watching her, she's such a dud for me on this show, because I feel like most of the other women are very honest or get called out on their BS, and then they do have to be honest. And Tinsley's just very, to me, like, that rich girl that'll always have an excuse for something. Like, they don't have to have responsibility. It's funny to me that she's so into not wanting to date a guy that is a trust fund kid and has a lot of money and doesn't have to work hard. I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly what you are. Maybe you're fed up with yourself because you've not had to have a career.
Yeah.
But do you think part of her... I lost my train of thought.
You look like you're melting, you poor thing. Literally,
do I look like I'm melting? Yeah, do I look we sorry, do. Guys. I'm not miserable,
no,
I promise.
No, you kidding, Lindsay? So literally, I got nervous for you for a second.
No, I literally just, like, so I got lost in your lip gloss. It's so pretty.
My glitter
I'm
lips.
So sorry.
Yes.
It's okay. We'll come back.
Tinsley. I'll say with Tinsley, I think that there's a disconnect. We're just not getting... It doesn't matter how many times she repeats herself and says the things that make her feel vulnerable. It's the same three things, and it's like, we get it, you feel a certain way about having a publicized divorce and getting arrested, mm-hmm. but what else is there?
Yeah,
right.
There's a facade.
That's what it is.
Right.
So do you think because she was in the public eye with this trespassing situation and it was so bad, she's afraid of putting on a bad front on the show, so she's trying to be on her best behavior right now so that they can't talk any more negatively about her?
Do you think that's why she went on the show in the first place then?
Absolutely.
To try and fix back the train up.
Back that up.
And not get too dramatic. Back it up. Try to do a little bit of damage control and not dig herself in any further now. So she's holding... That's what I'm seeing, because even in when she's crying, I see a therapist. You guys know I lost my mom. So we talk about my family, we talk about relationships, we talk about a lot of things. But when I break down in my therapist's office, I break down.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there on the verge of tears just trying to not cry about the person that was the most traumatic thing in my life.
Right.
I am... full-blown, like, ugly cry. Mm-hmm. And not saying that not everyone goes through emotions differently.
Of course.
But I feel like she's putting up a wall and she's not letting herself go. And you can see that she's trying to control those feelings and those urges. That's what I'm sensing from her. And she's not being her true self.
No, totally. And I think, like, if she wanted to do the show to rebrand, refresh... You know, hopefully she has a publicist that can kind of guide her through, so that moments where it's too much, then she can still be herself, but, like, be guided. It looks like she's just, like, was signed up to be on the show and live with Sonia, and then now we're seeing this unraveling, you know, it girl, and it's not looking good for her.
Sadly, I work with so many publicists, and sadly, not saying hers, I don't know hers, sadly a lot of them don't really care. They're just working to get you the next thing. They're not really there to manage you and make sure you're making the right decisions and sitting with you and guiding you. Smaller boutique ones sometimes do that, and some larger ones too, but overall I've been very surprised to see that that's not always the case, and I think we all assume that that's the case.
I hope she came with a plan, though.
I would hope she did too. It just seems right now she's very lost and doesn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she doesn't want to move out of Sonia's.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I think she doesn't want to be by herself because she has to face herself, you know, so you have to be distracted. But
I appreciated the therapy, though. That was nice to see more of her story. And it's going to get a little bit repetitive, and people are not going to find this very relatable at all with her, you know, situation, because people go to therapy for different reasons. But this one, it's like, it's only relatable to a certain demographic, that she's going to have to come up with something real quick.
And she's really got to work on loving herself first.
Absolutely.
Luann said it later on, which we all laughed at because it's Luann saying it. But... she really, truly does, because she's broken right now, and she's not going to find... she's looking for that happiness in somebody else versus looking at it for herself. I'm not one to talk. But I'm just saying, from an outsider's perspective, it's very obvious that that's what she's doing. She's trying to find that happiness in someone else first. And she's not going to find that true happiness then. Yeah. And I would wish her the most happiness. She deserves it.
Sometimes hitting rock bottom, or even just hitting a low in your life, can really bring you to a place of clarity. And when you're never left in that place and you're always given everything, it's hard to find that hope and that happiness and through a struggle, because a lot of our things that we consider, you know, not blessings are actually blessings.
Yeah.
So I think in her case, it's just been a very easy ride, and this is the only struggle she's dealt with, and she's never had to deal with one. So then she's just like, what the heck do I do? I've never dealt with issues and problems. Maybe she has. We don't really know. But from what we're seeing, it seems like life's been pretty easy up until her situation with her husband. Now, we don't know.
Yeah, now if she grows and she does something for herself, that will be super appealing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, you know, we saw your past life and now you've figured it out and you've like want to do something for yourself. So that will be hopefully something that we see later on. And it's like what the therapist said, to aim for a better version of yourself. So
and she did say last week she does have a job.
What is the job? I was thinking of that.
She mentioned that she has a job.
I have a job and family money. What's the job?
I don't know.
I think that's, I mean, a lot of my very wealthy friends say they have a job and it's in the family business, and really it's like they answered phones when they were 12, like for the family business.
That's
like,
what I was thinking. It was involved in the family business and she doesn't really actually work. Because if she's available for every lunch and dinner they ever film. So.
Always. Mm-hmm. I mean, her mother was dressed from head to toe in designer and they have tons of money.
Dripping in
just
money.
Just the fact that she's renting instead of buying is interesting too. It's like, just buy a place. Like,
You're looking at $9,000?
Yeah. Just buy it. All right, off of Tinsley and on to Ramona. Just as fun. Yeah. Ramona gets an invite to Vermont. Very interesting. And instead of, you know, accepting it with gratitude, she wants to let everybody know that she's usually invited to cooler places with better people and better things and better men called Aspen. And it's just a better place.
This horrible. Is so Ramona.
Oh,
this
I saw so Megan's Ramona. Face, and Megan literally was like, what?
Like, I had to give her the middle finger.
Yeah.
It just was like a physical reaction, and I was like, F you, Ramona.
Yes, she really amazing. Did.
But, you know, Ramona made all her own money, so I guess she only wants the best of the best. So she didn't F her way to the top.
What the heck was that?
Like, that was just shade. That's just classic Ramona shade, because this is now Bethany inviting her to something, and this is Ramona's way of being like, oh, well, now she's inviting me, so now she gets to say whatever she wants to say. You know, that's how I kind of took it.
You're right, and I feel like it was exactly right after Luann was like, Bethany doesn't have a problem with you going, this is Bethany's trip, and you should let Bethany come to you, maybe not, like, give it a rest on the apologies.
Yeah. Right.
And as soon as she said that, it was like, oh, I'm gonna be the mean girl and try to attract Bethany to come, like, make nice with me.
Well, it's all
out of fear of being...
tragic.
Of not being wanted or not being accepted by Bethany, so she just wants to, out of fear, let her know, let everybody know. She doesn't care anyway. She doesn't even like it there. She doesn't want to be there. It's not even cool. It's like, just let your guard down. It's too late now. She's because apparently, according to Lindsay, she's 68, so really good.
Yeah!
All right, Bethany.
Sounds great.
Luann and Sonia have a brief little argument over Tom or something of that nature. Anybody want to expand on that?
I don't even remember what.
Same stuff.
I had to get clarity from Lindsay. I was like, how? What? Huh?
Right.
But Sonia, first off, throws a little shade like, oh, you're Miss D'Agostino. It's on all over social media. You changed your Instagram. You changed all your stuff. Well, she's married now.
Yeah, and she should.
Most people usually, when they get married or engaged, make a Facebook like notification or there's a picture.
And also being known to
nothing wrong with that.
Like, quick side note, being known so publicly as the Countess, which is a former title now, she's trying to push her new name
definitely.
And there's probably a little bit of claiming territory as well that comes with that. But the issue was that Sonia was making a big deal that Dorinda and Luann weren't friends. They may have met at a bar mitzvah, but that didn't make them friends. We slept with the same person, so we're better friends. That's basically what I took it. They didn't even sleep with the same guy.
Eskimo sisters. Okay, so she's making...
So she's making a point that... Because,
and so she's still talking smack about Dorinda.
And pissing insulting Luann by saying that, well, I slept with your husband. The joke's done now. Yeah. You're done. You can't say it anymore.
She got him down the aisle. As much as we all don't trust it, like, it happened, so get over it.
Well, I'm so glad that Luann had a storm off, because if anybody were to do something like that to me, I would have done the same thing and I would have shut it down.
Same.
Because we're past the point of it being funny, and like, she's married. Right. You didn't get the guy. You have two guys. You need to figure out your situation.
Right.
Just let's move on here. So I was living for Luann leaving.
It was like the old Countess to me, and I loved it. Because remember before she showed her, like, I don't know, her dark side, her devious side, and she was so Upper East Side, and so, like, how dare you have your driver not call me Mrs., you know?
Yeah.
And it was that to me, and I loved it. She, like, put that fabulous coat over her shoulders, whisked right out of there.
We got some more Countess tonight, and we'll get to that. We also got some more Ramona shade, which we'll also get to. So it was a lot of repetitive patterns tonight of old behaviors coming back.
Before we leave the restaurant, we have some fun... fun new ways, instead of having to go to a restaurant and storming off. You can just go... Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, all their dishes, serving whenever you guys want. Now with Denny's On Demand, they've taken the same always open philosophy that is synonymous with the restaurant and applied it to online ordering. Now bringing access to our craveable dinner fare wherever guests want. Thanks to their new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online takeout order to their favorite menus, items, and everything on the menu.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're having a Denny's moment, Denny's always. Denny's dish availability is on your fingertips 24/7. And they've also partnered up with Hulu to give guests a free 60-day trial of the premium service for Hulu.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
That's huge
so
gift.
Cool. Wait, food and TV.
I'm on there right now. There's a Denny's right down the street from us. So
yeah,
there's
I'm
one right next door to my house. There's one literally on Sunset right now.
Yeah. Denny's is life. Denny's is forever.
What do you guys get? Okay, tell me out.
For a limited time, users who place a Denny's On Demand will again receive that Hulu trial. And with Denny's On Demand, online ordering with your dinner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's online app.
Nice.
We all love Denny's.
What do you guys get at Denny's?
It changes every time. Breakfast,
no, I do love
breakfast.
I just get breakfast.
Yeah. The little dipping balls with the icing that you can get.
It's a serious question. Now, meatloaf. You guys are like, really think about it. But in all seriousness, pancakes, IHOP or Denny's?
I'd probably say Denny's.
I say Denny's. But I say hot chocolate at IHOP.
I say IHOP because you have the options of the flavors of syrup. I want to dip each one in different syrup, but that's...
Okay, anyway. Okay. Now I want that.
Quick side note, too. Olga let us know that Tinsley is an event planner and has a line of houseware products, according to Google.
Oh,
she doesn't get the houseware thing. She's not sure if she's even boiled water, but...
she needs an eyelash line.
Chopped kale salad at Denny's. Oh, done. I'm ordering
damn.
Yes.
With chicken.
Order.
Well, let's talk about Bethany's Vermont Lincoln Log House.
Chalet.
My God.
Seriously, the most beautiful house ever. I mean, this was unbelievable.
But were you guys dying over how themey they were all dressed?
They were so themey.
They were like
somebody said Dumb and Dumber.
The Dumb and Dumber throwback with everybody's furry boots. I couldn't get it.
And Bethany's outfit was so Dumb and Dumber. Just the colors.
I mean.
With the fur boots. It was like,
here's my problem.
These are better than money.
Here's why I'm so obsessed with Bethany and also, like, can't even take her. She is so themey because I feel like she's trying to remake, like, her childhood was so messed up. And every time she does something fun and family-ish and girlfriendy, I think she's trying to make it so very. And, like, with her Christmas party, it was like, and now we're going to drink hot chocolate shots out of this cup, and blah, 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 and now we're going to do the ice luge. And it's like, she's, like, trying to force you to have such a good time, and everything's like, and I did this, and I did that, and this decor, and skinny girls in the corner, and, like, it just cracks me up about her. I love it, and also I can't stand it.
But Dorinda's kind of similar with her, like, I made it nice.
Yeah,
I made it nice. These are all the Santa Clauses, and I made it nice. And she was like, huh? But she had, like, seemed like a nice childhood. So, I don't know.
Right.
I agree with you, though. Bethany is very... She has the money. I think she's excited to do things that she couldn't do.
She's an entertainer.
At heart. And she tried when she didn't have money to do the great lychee cocktails and this and that. And, like... probably couldn't make ends meet, but wanted to do things she couldn't do. Now she's like, I have all the money in the world. I have the best parties I was dreamed of.
Right.
And
so,
this is,
good for her. It's
and like, this is like an appetizer. This is an appetizer to Mexico.
Totally.
Imagine
which
what that house is going to look like.
I'm literally die.
So excited.
Tequila is my life. Okay. It's not really. I wish it was my life, but it's my favorite drink. Okay. Bethany's tequila trip. They talk about that. And then it's funny. We're getting a play-by-play of the text message sent from Ramona to Bethany. And it starts off when we see Dorinda and Bethany talking about it and how Ramona, like, missed a word and accidentally sent the text, so Ramona. And then in the car, we see Tinsley, Sonia, Ramona, and Ramona's like, okay, and then I forgot. I accidentally sent this text. I wasn't ready yet. And we have a back and forth.
And she's already texting me back, and so I'm responding to the response.
And then Bethany says something about, like, it's Tourette's at the end. She's like, oh, here comes Ramona's Tourette's.
Well,
what do you think about that? Is it something that she just agreed to with Bethany because she was like, oh, Bethany is going to be my friend, so I won't be hers either?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly it. Bethany made it clear, I don't want your friendship. So that was the quickest thing for Ramona to say, okay, well, I don't want your friendship either. That's okay with me. We're on the same page. We're on the same page then. That was just because your feelings are hurt, so you snap back right away and act as though it's not.
We're really in the middle of all this now, because it's like when you start the season, you don't expect divides, and then later as you keep going through it, it's like, look, there's like a wedge between two people, but we start off as everybody's fine. It's interesting how these housewife shows work, but if there was no divide, I probably think this season would be kind of boring a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm fine with it. I know deep down inside Ramona is, she has her moments, but I appreciate her on this franchise.
I do too. She's just really entertaining. Yeah. So then, okay, so what's, okay, Dorinda first says that she's like, I packed so much, you're not going to believe it. So they go to her Range Rover. She goes in her trunk, and she's not even, like, surprised that she didn't have her luggage. And at the same time that she discovered she didn't have her luggage, she's like, do you want to come to the Berkshires with me on my way back or something?
I'm driving back, so if either of you want to come with me, you can join me.
And Carol's like, I'm going to be with Bethany or something. She's picking up Bryn. And then it's not even, like, it's like almost Dorinda's not even surprised. And then later on in the living room, she's like, well, when I was over the bridge, I realized I didn't bring my luggage. But she didn't admit that, because then she went to the car and was like, look at all the luggage I packed. So, but then she admitted that she forgot the luggage and realized it on the bridge. What was
it? And they said, you didn't realize it till you got here.
Yeah.
It was very odd.
She's like, well, it came in my head or something at the bridge. So what was it? Was she
I
just
feel like Dorinda's starting to have senior moments.
Yeah.
Like, she's at the age where you start to have senior moments, and then you try to pass it off like, oh, I was delighted to find out it was because she had a good shtupping. And, like, it just, like, cleared,
oh, my God, that's amazing.
It just, like, cleared her mind of any common sense.
Oh, my God.
How funny.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was wild.
I was so confused as to where her bags actually are.
I know, she makes it seem like it's outside on
the street.
Yeah, they were sitting outside her house, so what did you?
I don't order a $9,000 Uber
for 5 hours.
I guess when you have the money, the courier service.
She didn't even care.
Order it right up.
Yeah. We've been seeing this a lot, and then the pattern where she forgot, like, for Luann's bridal shower, she was supposed to actually be part of the bridal party. We're seeing, like, a pattern here.
But I'm wondering if this is all, like, drinking related. Well,
yeah,
no, because she wouldn't have been so drunk driving.
She wouldn't be driving, right?
No.
In the snow.
But she said she had, like, a late night, or she said she was having sex with John, but, like, didn't, oh, yeah, she napped later, as if she was exhausted later. But I think she said she always takes a 4 o'clock nap every day, no matter what. So maybe that was a 4 o'clock nap, even though it was super dark out. No, they said it was 7:30. She took a nap for a later nap than usual.
Probably because she was driving.
Yes, because she was driving.
She was driving up during
the
day.
I mean, I just, that was, like, she has to wear that black turtleneck for the next, like, 72 hours or whatever, however long she has to wear that black turtleneck. Who's going to share their toothbrush with Dorinda? That's the question of the day.
Oh, my God. I just pull a PA aside and be like, look, go to the nearest CVS. Get me, like, some face wash, some
or call Sonia's intern.
Wouldn't you be nervous that your stuff's outside, though, if you actually thought it was outside?
Oh, hell yeah.
In New York City? Where is her stuff? Like, wouldn't it be still in the apartment?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's what
she took
meant.
It down. Maybe she took it down. Maybe she has, like, a concierge in like a front desk person.
At
or
John's place.
Or, like, in her building. Mm-hmm. And she was going to get the car from John, go back to her place.
And I don't think she even knows. Or maybe she does now.
I am so confused as to where her stuff is.
Ramona arrives, and this is, like, they're actually enjoying themselves, the three of them, Dorinda, Bethany, and Carol. And then Ramona arrives, and it's not too shortly after that she disses Bethany. Bethany's on the phone with Bryn, and we all hear what she says. She's like, I want something really nice to drink, not Skinny Girl. Or she just said, like, they offered her Skinny Girl. She's like, I want something really nice.
Well, the way she even asked for it, like, she walked in the door, and you know how she usually abuses the house staff when there's a staff and they stay somewhere?
Yes, yeah. Unpack
well, she
for me.
Immediately walked in and talked to Dorinda that way.
Oh,
she
Lord.
Goes, excuse me, can you get me a glass of red wine or something? Like, this Dorinda didn't, like, set up this house, like, if we're going to technically talk about it, like, Bethany would be the host.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you say, can I grab myself a glass of wine somewhere? I just
where
really
she
like
asked grab
for
myself.
Water. Yeah. She's like, I want mountain water. And
she forces Sonia to go get
water.
That was the greatest. Sonia pretending in the hallway that she went downstairs.
That was life.
Like, one, two, three. Okay, here's the mountain water. But that seriously, this is like the same thing. You would think at this point Ramona would have watched the show and seen how she treats the staff at certain hotels.
I don't think she cares.
I don't think she cares. Nope.
No. I was rewatching Scary Island.
I love Scary Island.
I love Scary Island. This was the one with Be Cool, Don't Be All Uncool.
Two years ago.
And just how she literally got there and was like, okay, you need to unpack for me and put all my stuff down like this and do this. And they were just like, what? And then she goes out in her stripper heels to the pool and is like hanging out to Carol's heels. Anyway, it just horrified me. So I'm just surprised it doesn't horrify her.
Did that horrify you, or did the room situation horrify you more?
No, it's the same thing as
always.
Oh, that
makes me so mad. I thought Bethany's commentary was perfect. Like,
to Luann or to
when
Ramona.
She was speaking about Ramona, we get it. You guys need the same room together, and you need a bath, and, like, nothing's good enough. You want the best room, and
I mean, did Bethany really invite her, or is Bethany just saying, okay, guys, I know I'm on the show, producers, I will I will do this for you. I'm on the show, and I'll invite her.
Absolutely.
Ramona.
That was... She's
not going to invite Ramona.
She wouldn't have invited her if she didn't have to.
It's contradicting herself.
They had to.
I'm glad they made her. Because this is going to... I feel like this is going to be good.
It's
so awkward.
Is it over now? No, we're going to see the rest of it. So, yeah, this is just the beginning. But I like the Sonia and Ramona. I wish they would have done a flashback to all of their, like, behaviors.
Yes!
That's what I was waiting for. I'm like, a flashback's going to happen, and then, like, nothing happened.
To all the vacations where they do that. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's kind of like watching an older, like, Simple Life. Like, a Paris and Nicole. Like, they're just so, like, random, and, like, this is, like, their thing and stuff like that. So I think that they have fun with that. You know, they know they're being way extra.
Oh, they do. But how nice was that tub in Dorinda's room?
I think that's a soaking tub. Is it a Japanese soaking tub or something?
I don't know. I heard you say that, and I was like, oh,
I
fancy.
Think that is. I think I've heard of those where like you can fit in it completely. The ping pong with Luann and Ramona. It's interesting what Ramona said. She said, "I'm not malicious. I don't have a bad bone in my body." I mean, do you think she actually believes that, or do you think she just says it?
I think she believes that.
I think she believes it too.
Sociopathic. Okay. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Good times. All right.
Delusional. Delusional.
Take us in.
Take us
in. Calm down.
You're both white trash, quite frankly. Bethany and Tinsley kitchen talk. Bethany says she and Dennis are off and on. We kind of knew that. And explains like why that's the case and just her situation's not good. And kind of opens up a little bit to Tinsley that it's like a public situation that she's dealing with. It's just, she made it clear that it's not an easy situation, which is surprising that later on Tinsley has no idea or acts like she has no idea that Bethany has a publicized divorce that's going on everywhere. I mean, if you live in New York City, you would see it on Page Six all the time in Radar. Yeah. And especially if she's seeing articles of herself, if Tinsley's seeing articles about herself, she would see things about Bethany. Mm-hmm. But I just think she had a lapse. I don't think she actually remembered. But they're talking in the kitchen. She's opening up about her situation. Needs a guy. Says she would like him to maybe be Jewish. Can't be waspy. Needs a job. Needs to be a man. Okay. And just wants somebody. I think she's looking for somebody that doesn't exist. Just in the sense that she doesn't know what she wants. She's so up in the air about it.
I think like as the moments go and as the experiences go for her, like, she's gonna change and evolve, and I think she's stuck between the past and the present. It shows when she's shopping for her house. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna hopefully see her like grow into this like new person, but I don't know. I feel like there's something missing there that's not like housewife. It's like a feature.
Yeah, and I noticed it focusing in on her and alcohol since she mentioned it at the therapist. Now at dinner time, they've been constantly like showing little shots of her and Bethany talking about what she's drinking, so I think that that might be something they're trying to follow in the coming weeks.
Yeah. Luann wanted the nice room because she was just married and thought someone would have given her the
What?
I mean, when she started
Are you
up
kidding?
With that,
she was just starting to be normal, kind of.
I was like, this is the best you could think of to try to get some camera time, Luann.
Oh,
like,
my God,
give
good
me a
point.
Break.
Yeah.
I mean, Bethany was like, really? Like,
she was in the basement, so. And the chef did use her restroom, God forbid.
Oh, also, why did we not get to see her room? I thought that was weird.
I don't think maybe the cameras didn't fit in the corner they gave
Well, weren't they in the basement playing ping pong?
No, I know. I was just like...
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it was weird. The townhouse. Dorinda says... Oh, Dorinda mentions that there's chaos in the townhouse, Sonia's townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany says, leave Sonia's or stay and abide by Sonia's rules to Tinsley when Tinsley kind of freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is actually, she just simplified it so much. It's like, it makes you realize, like, what are you upset about, Tinsley? You constantly complain about something that you can fix. It's not like us, where, like, if we can't pay our rent or something one month, like, we literally can't pay our rent. Like, we literally are, like, there's no solution.
There is no
other
option.
Than just, like, we have no option. Like, she has options. When you have money, you have options. Like, why do you think, like, you're stuck and you have no options?
Right. Like, get a short-term month-to-month lease, and if you don't end up liking the place, look for another one while you're there. Like, very simple to me.
So simple.
Well, that's why I get frustrated with her. It's like this rich girl syndrome of, like, I'm so stuck. This is so hard. It's like, honey, you don't even know.
Yeah, and she doesn't even need to move into a place. She could just go to a hotel and do an
extended
stay.
Her mother even said, just go to a hotel. Like, your mom's willing to put the bill, I think.
Done. Yeah. Then you'd have someone cleaning up your room every day, making your bed.
Clip.
I'm going to clip Tinsley.
And on that note, before we get into predictions, you have some news, Megan.
Oh, yes. Okay, real quickly.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so if you missed it on Saturday, Luann caught her barbecue, right backed up next to her house in the Hamptons on fire. Ooh. And her daughter got this great video of her trying to get the fire extinguisher open, accidentally spraying a friend in the face. It was a whole thing, and it was hilarious. Oh, I think that ended up on Luann's Instagram, but her daughter originally took the video, so check her daughter's as well.
Victorious.
Okay. On Monday, Bethany filmed Shark Tank, and I have a source at the show who said she rocked it, and she was all, quote, all business during taping, but so fun to party with. She went out with the crew and partied into the night sun, and was, like, apparently, like, the sweetest thing to all the crew. So
that would be out here that they filmed it, right?
Yes, it is. Cool. And Jason was arraigned on extra stalking charges this week, so we heard about all this stuff he did, and now when he had to go to court yesterday, they threw on a couple more allegations.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's
a third
so
and a fourth
angry.
Degree of stalking.
He's so angry. Shocking to see someone who came off so normal.
Well, remember, she would always claim that and cry about it on the show they had together, and I never believed her.
I can't even find Bethany ever after. I wanted to rewatch some of it. It's literally nowhere.
She YouTube? Was like, she was like, she probably, she's like a partner with Bravo, she says. So I'm like, she probably was like, I'm not going to re-sign with you guys until you scrub Bethany ever after.
Gone for forever.
Look on YouTube. But yeah, it's just so sad. And like, I don't understand what he's trying to accomplish. She doesn't want him back. So what is he trying to do? It's ruin her life, I guess.
I guess just ruin her. He probably feels like she ruined his life. So he's trying to do the same.
I wonder what his parents think, because they seem like such sweet people.
His parents were, sweet people from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. I wonder what's up with Julie, by the way. Remember Bryn's...
Weinstein?
Bryn's godmother.
Oh, Julie. She moved to Pittsburgh and got married and had a kid.
But I wonder if, like, she... how she thinks of any of this. I'm just
curious. I don't know. She did do Bethany's radio show when she had it for that brief amount of time on Sirius. And they were like, we're still friends, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wow. We both have daughters, so we talk all the time.
Okay. So, let's get into predictions really quickly.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right.
Looks like Dorinda's on a roll again, because she starts yelling at Luann about Tom and saying, well, he was already out there doing his own thing before you. And Luann's trying to shut it down. We're married now. Once again, I do kind of agree. They're married now. They got to kind of let this go. But there has to be something that sets Dorinda to say that. Right. To, like, point out the obvious to her. I don't know what it is.
That's true.
But I'm excited to see that interaction and see Dorinda go wild.
I'm predicting maybe Bethany and Ramona might have talked. I feel like they might have talked, because I saw some scenes and it looked like it was more peaceful.
Okay.
And it looked like a little bit, I don't know, we'll have to see. That's mine.
I'm just predicting a lot of drinking, hopefully some good fights. Yes. We'll see.
Okay, good times. Well, everybody, where can we find you, starting with Megan Stecker?
You guys can find me on all my social medias. They are all at Megan Stecker. And look at my Instagram stories. I've been trying to be, like, doing it all day long for a couple days. So you guys can find out what I'm eating and what I'm doing.
This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. It's LYNDSEYWEGNER.
Hey guys, I just dropped the promo video for Your Time with Thomas. It's been a long time coming. I've been working so hard on it. I'll take you through LA. We'll get to talk about fun stuff. Your Time with Thomas is the YouTube channel, so please subscribe, and I'll see you there.
Awesome. I'm going to actually check that out. That's so cool. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Instagram Miss Ashley Daniels, and we will see you next week. We won't be melting. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.